Welcome to your five for the day. It's so good to be with you again. A few years ago, a family took a holiday to the place where dreams come true. Walt Disney World Resort, one of the largest amusement parks in the United States. To prepare for the trip, they read websites and blogs and chatted with family and friends who call Walt Disney World their favorite place on earth. They did all of this so they could maximize their time at the resort. In their research, they discovered something called a fast pass, which gives you access to the most popular rides without having to wait in long lines. You get a ticket ahead of time, allowing you to go to the front of the line at an appointed time. It's ideal for families with children who don't like to wait. Each evening, the family would map out their ride plan for the following day. When the park opened the next morning, they would rush to the fast pass machine. Their ride plan could not have worked out any better, but of course, they were where dreams come true. Real life, though an adventure, is far from a day at an amusement park. Too often, we want a fast pass straight through God's pauses to move directly to his plan. But God seldom hands out passes so we can avoid the wait and skip to the front of the line. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, as painful as it feels at the time. A rush through the wait has the potential to stunt our spiritual growth and dull our senses to what God wants us to learn. As the Apostle James tells us, God wants us to let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James advises those who follow Jesus not to take the fast pass through tests and challenges. He says that a pause will actually work in our favor. Our faith will mature and we'll become well-developed people of God, ready for all the good works he has prepared for us. God is the creator of time. We can trust his pauses to be purposeful and perfectly arranged. God will make the most of our pause, and we should too. As we wait, we find ourselves in great company. Noah waited 120 years for the flood. Abraham and Sarah waited nearly 100 years to become parents. Jesus waited 30 years to start his public ministry. These and countless others waited on God and in the wait experienced him in a remarkable and miraculous way. I know what you're thinking. But he was Noah, they were Abraham and Sarah, and he was Jesus, the Messiah and Son of God. They're all in the Bible. Rest assured, they are indeed all in the Bible, but not because of the perfection in waiting. Each one of them had moments of questioning God, but they were willing to wait for God's plan to come to fulfillment. Waiting isn't meant to be a grueling process. What if we view it as a pause or an interlude, a place we can experience the peace of God while he works in us so he can work through us? He is actively working while we wait, a promise that never disappoints in the end. Yes, waiting is hard and waiting often seems impossible. As you wait, ask him to help you see the good around you rather than feeling neglected and dismissed. Don't grow impatient. Remind yourself how trustworthy God is and has your best interest in mind. Thank him for the good plans he has prepared for you. In Jesus' name.